All right, guys, the Utah Jazz lose to the Portland Trail Blazers. This is Hanson James, the Hoops Nerd postgame show. I would have liked to get a win against an NBA team this preseason. That would have been nice. That would have made me feel a little bit better and warm and fuzzy. It didn't happen, and some of that is because of, well, there's a few reasons for that. But first, in this game, when you lose a game, this is something I think we need to always remind people, is that you need to give credit to the team that beat you. Can, for 1 second, Jazz fans, just give credit to Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum and just accept the fact that they're really good? They went deep in the playoffs last year because guess what? They're really good. I don't know if you knew this. Damian Lillard is elite. He's really, really elite. And tonight, he got the Jazz. They were kind of ridiculous tonight, and some of that was because the Jazz defense needs to be better, and it's a thing that we're dealing with right now as Jazz fans. But the other thing is, like, Dame and CJ are really good. They're in their prime now, Dame especially, and they're going to score a lot of points sometimes. Like, Dame was just hitting shots. He knows how to get his shots. Part of what you want to do on defense is to get the other players out of their comfort zone. But when it's Damian Lillard, whose comfort zone is basically everything, it's tough. It's really tough. So the Jazz need to do better about keeping the ball away from Dame and doing some things to make him uncomfortable and stuff like that. But sometimes you just lose games, guys. Is this something that we have to relearn? Like, just so you know, the Utah Jazz will not go 82-0 next season. I would like that to happen. That would be really fun, but it's not going to happen. They're going to lose some games, and things like tonight happen where Dame and CJ were awesome, and they win. There were some other things that were a little fluky. For example, I'm a big fan of Zach Collins. I think Zach Collins is going to be a really nice player for Portland for a lot of years, and tonight he showed why Blazer fans should be excited. He was 6-for-6 from the field, 1-for-1 from three. He has a chance to be really, really good. He's got size, length, athleticism. He can shoot it. He can block shots. A lot to like. And tonight, he was great. He was great. And, you know, when he's playing like that and you got Dame and CJ on and other players hitting shots for them, it's hard to win, you know, because that's what good teams do, is they score and they defend, and the Blazers were just better tonight. For Utah, there's some things to be excited about. The defense actually looked better to me. As well as CJ and Dame played, the defense looked a little more locked in. Things looked a little more cohesive. Players were defending better. And I think in the second quarter, obviously Dame and CJ were out of the game, but they really locked down and came back into this game. In the past, the Jazz would not have even been close in a game like this. This might have been an absolute blowout. But because the Jazz offense is so good, they were able to come back. And when they were able to get stops, the game got close. Portland pulls away at the end, and props to them for doing it. But Utah showed some things to get really excited about. One thing to watch is Bojan Bogdanović. Bogdanović tonight was 0-for-9. That's the game. And he hasn't found his comfort level yet. He will find his comfort level. He did not forget how to play basketball. He'll figure it out. He might be in a slump. He said in his quotes pregame that he just hasn't felt comfortable yet. Guess what? He will. This team is going to be too good for him to not figure it out soon. And he will. And there's been times already this preseason he's hit shots. Just right now, that's not going in. And so there's just not a comfort level for him. But guess what? My guess is that if Bojan Bogdanović doesn't go 0-for-9, this game would be different. But that's what happens. Guys, this is basketball. You know, sometimes Zach Collins goes 6-for-6. Sometimes Bojan Bogdanović goes 0-for-9. And sometimes you get dumped and never go to prom, and it's really sad for the rest of your life. But you've got to understand that we can get through this. Okay? We're going to be okay. The Jazz are going to win a lot of games, somewhere between 50 and 65 games. They're going to be really good. The offense is fantastic. But when Bojan Bogdanović is 0-for-9 and a minus 24 for the game, it's tough to win. All right? And they lost by 8, and Bojan was a minus 24. All right? It's okay. He'll be good. He's really, really good, guys. And his defense actually looked better. I liked seeing him get, he got some tips and close some passing lanes and things like that. And you know who else is looking not quite 100% is Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert looked a little slow. The transition defense tonight actually looked a little better to me. But Rudy Gobert looked a little slow to me. He was 4 for 11. He took some shots I don't really want him to take. I just am not a fan of him taking hook shots and things like that because it's just not efficient. But he'll get better too. More pick and roll for Rudy. More of that. It'll go fine. It'll get better. Guys, hold your heads up high. Joe Ingles had a really nice night. I really love that Manu Ginobili role for him off the bench. He's fantastic. He is so good and is going to win a lot of games for us, you know? And finally, just Donovan Mitchell was fantastic. He, I don't know what it was. Sometimes around the rim the last year, it feels like the ball is just not going in. I don't know if it's his touch or what, but he was 9 for 19. He really should have been like 12 for 19. He just had a bunch of layups in and out. You know, but even still, he was 9 for 19, scored how many points? 27 points, and it really looked like he could have been a lot better. So he'll get better. The space is going well. Mike Conley's fantastic. Joe Ingles is great. Rudy will be great. Bojan's going to hit a lot of shots. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. Don't worry. The Jazz are good. Guys, like and subscribe to this channel. If you're on SLC Dunk, please rate and review. I will talk to you later.